This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
I'm Jason Ball, Australia's only out and proud Aussie rules footballer. When I'm not taking a mark and lining up from the 50, I'm listening to Dean and Andrew on Hide and Seek.
Of course you are!
That's right.
Now it is time for us to give you a beginner's guide to nipple piercing. Last weekend, Andrew was at the Laird Hotel, and before a writhing throng of people.
There was quite a few people there.
Thousands,
if you didn't
I was
get
told.
There, if you didn't get there, you really did miss out because it was a massive crowd there. So well done to Vic Leather for getting such a big crowd there.
And well done for you to be permanently disfigured. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Vic Leather meet and greet here at the Laird Hotel. This is Avi Warbanger. I am the roving reporter for Joy 94.9's Hide and Seek on a Thursday night on Joy. I'm joined by the lovely Andrew the Apprentice, who is the willing participant for Master Bella and Boy Paulus's piercing demonstration here at the Meet and Greek. Hello, Master Bella.
Well, hello, gorgeous. It's been a while.
It has been a while. How have you been?
Awesome.
Fantastic. And you, of course, are the proprietor and master of Piercing HQ. How's that going?
Really well. First year, we're almost made it to our anniversary, so we're happy about that.
That's what we like to hear. Now,
thank God.
Now, Andrew is getting... What is Andrew getting done today?
Well, what do you want me to say, Avi?
I want you to tell me exactly what Andrew is getting stabbed by a sharp, pointy thing.
So you want me to tell the truth?
Well, for now, yeah, sure.
Well, given he's got only his top half of his clothing off, I guess we have to be honest.
Sure.
And say he's having his nipple pierced.
So, Bella,
they're all going, oh,
I know. While Boy Paulus is preparing over there, tell us, for our listeners, when you're going out to get a piercing, what should I look for in a piercing parlour? I'm walking in the door, what should I check for?
Someone should look for... The thing that we hear most often, actually, is, oh, my God, I feel like I'm at the doctor's, you know? And that's really, though, what they should be looking for is that it feels... and looks nice and clean, smells clean, and that they feel safe. That's the most important thing. When we have people who, they come in to get fixed up, you know, because they've had a bad experience, they always say, I thought, you know, at the time, I thought, oh my God, I shouldn't be here. Trust your gut, trust your gut. If the needle hasn't gone through yet, you can still leave.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with what's the easiest piercing to do for a piercer? Now I'll rephrase. What's your favourite piercing to do as a piercer?
Oh, look, I'm a genital specialist, Avi, so cunt and cock is my thing.
And I say this because it's Hide and Seek and it's after 9 o'clock.
That's right, that's why I
said... Oh, yeah. Have you ever had somebody drop their pants and you've gone, I was not expecting that?
Yes, I have, unfortunately and fortunately and all the things in between, but more often, unfortunately.
From a PSC point of view, what is the most painful piercing to get?
The one you think is going to be the most painful piercing to get.
So it's all in your head, you think?
Look, a lot.
Bella, talk us through what's going on now.
Here we are. Well, we're seeing Andrew shaking in his shoes. And what we're doing now is we're playing dot to dot. Join the dots, and any good piercing should start out with good marking, and if it doesn't, then we're stuffed from the beginning. So we're just making sure it's nice and straight. We're going to be putting a ring in to Andrew the Apprentice, and that's what Paulus is doing at the moment, which is the first step. It starts out with putting the dot in the right spot.
Now, Paulus had a ruler going on there. What is he measuring?
What is he measuring? I get asked that all the time, and what I get told all the time is, it's really cold today. What's he measuring? He's measuring how wide the piercing's going to be so that he can put the jewellery in of the correct size.
So you actually have varying degrees of jewellery, varying degrees of size, and that's based on the size of somebody's nipple or other part of the body?
Yes, all parts of the body are based on size. It does matter. So in the case of what we're doing here, you know, what I always ask a nipple client for the first time is, what are we doing this for? Are we doing this because you like what it looks like? Are we doing this because you're planning to hang from the chandeliers? And depending on what they say, will depend on how thick we should do the piercing so it doesn't rip out and all those horrible, horrible things.
Well, funny you should mention that, Bella. Mr. Apprentice, what exactly are you doing this for?
Well, I did put my foot in my mouth during Joy 94.9's Radiothon a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, Joy is a community radio station for everyone here. And hopefully you all became members during Radiothon. And, of course, I did make ourselves a little bet that if we raised enough money, I would get this done by Bella and the guys at Piercing HQ.
And once it is in, how much do you think you're going to hang on it?
Not that much. I think it's more decorative.
I think Andrew can't string a couple of words together, so we might go back to Master Bella, actually. Right. The jewellery selection is now taking place. Paulus is trying to decide whether he should go with the pink diamantes.
Sparkles.
I think something with something that lights up, quite frankly. Andrew is now on the table. Does he get a full body massage once he's done?
No.
Well, that seems disappointing given the table that he's on.
There are no happy endings at Piercing HQ. Intentionally, anyway.
I don't know. I've been on your table several times, Bella, and I think there are a couple of happy endings that I've had.
Come on, Arby, you're going to give us a reputation. We'll have a rumour.
Oh, you could do worse. Okay. Andrew, how are you feeling?
Not too bad. The nerves have kicked in a little bit. So we'll see how much screaming there is.
So I've told Andrew that for every degree above a sharp intake of breath that he takes while it happens, he has to donate more money to Joy 94.9.
I'm just wondering, Avi or Bella, actually, when does the general anaesthetic kick in?
It already is. You are asleep. This is a dream.
Okay, cool.
Yes. We don't believe in anaesthetic for piercing, do we?
No. There's a patch that you can use. Sorry, did I forget to tell you about that, Andrew?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's called Emlar. It's at the chemist. Put it on an hour before you come in. It takes the edge off.
No. If only Master Bella had told us that about an hour ago.
I'm sorry.
So now we've got this lovely piece of equipment that Boy Paulus is using. What is this?
This is a clamp. We're all familiar with clamps of various shapes and sizes, I hope. And this one is holding the nipple. It's given him a little bit of a nipple cripple, hopefully not too badly. Just a little bit of pressure. Just a little bit of pressure, and it helps to reduce the distance that we have to pierce through. So it's a good thing. Okay, Andrew? It's a good thing.
How are you feeling now? Now that the clamp is on, how are you feeling?
No, pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Right.
So, what's happening now?
You're going to take a deep breath in a minute.
Okay. Let me know when.
Deep breath in for me and blow it out.
Fuck.
And we're done.
That was really good. A round of applause for Andrew the Apprentice. I think that qualifies as a sharp intake of breath.
I must say, I did hear a fuck there. It was very low, but there was definitely a fuck. How much money is that going to be worth, Arby?
I don't think it's money. I think it's in about a week's time. It's a tug on the nipple ring.
No. Don't do that.
Well, if I stuff it up, then he gets to go back to you and get it done again.
Yay!
Now, there's a whole cork and thing going on here. What's happening now? This looks uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's just saving Paulus's finger. You know, I mean, we need to pierce into something and, you know, I feel like we've just met. I'm not going to stick a needle in myself for you, you know? No, it just makes it a bit faster. Makes the piercing faster.
It's actually interesting that this little bit now is a little bit more uncomfortable than the actual piercing.
Paulus, is the nipple still attached?
We ripped that off.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, so the nipple is gone and the ring is in place. That's fine.
Fair enough.
Is it tingling nicely for you?
Yes. I can breathe again now.
Well, there you go. You now have a beautiful nipple ring. And, okay, so Bella, for those people who are interested, how long before interested parties can take, oral pleasure on the nipple? What's the healing time is what I'm asking.
Look, the definition of healing varies so much depending on what you're asking about. I think what's really important is that we need to remember that any fresh wound is a potential avenue for STI transmission, okay?
And so I need to put a condom over the nipple ring is what you're saying.
I think a dam might work better in this case. But it doesn't matter where the wound is on the body, you know, even if it's not genital, if someone comes on that, you know, we have a potential risk. So that's really important. But I didn't answer the question.
No,
I just had to get my STI thing in
first. We love safe sex messages at Joy 94.9 and keeping yourself nice and healthy.
Yes, we do. We love our boys and it's all good in this instance. So, God, you're just being a real wuss. You should see him later on. Then he'll cry, but, you know.
What are the self-care? What do I do? Have to do after this? So for hell.
I was getting to that. Oh, relax.
We haven't even got to the post-care.
How long does it take to heal?
Okay, so it depends on your definition of heal as to how long it's going to take to heal. But as far as what we're really concerned about is how long is it going to be sore for, and how long is it till I can have someone sucking on it?
Yep.
Right? Is that what we're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in a fluid bonded partner. Gentle, you can go pretty quickly on that. You know, body has that great natural feedback thing that says, if it hurts, what's the answer?
Don't do it.
Don't do it! Hooray, you get a gold star. If it hurts, don't do it. Okay, it doesn't matter what I say. If it hurts you, it's not time yet. All right, so start out gentle and you'll be fine. And any troubles, always come into HQ and let us have a look and see what you did wrong.
Cool.
Now, the big question I have is, you've got a piercing. It hurts a bit. At what point do you go back to your piercer and what point do you go to your doctor?
Depends on whether you've got yellow and green coming out of it. If you've got yellow and green coming out of it, you should probably go to your doctor first. But natural secretion, white, creamy, that's fine. That's normal. That's part of the healing process. Itchy is part of the healing process as well. But don't scratch it too hard. Just give it a bit of a rub.
Mm-hmm. We're all big fans of giving things a bit of a rub here, aren't we?
We are.
And what is the best aftercare for a piercing?
What we're going to give to Andrew is a little bag of deiodized purified sea salt with a spoon. There we go. There it is. And he's going to use that twice a day to bathe with for the next 2 weeks.
And if you're wondering how to bathe your nipple in a bath of sea salt, I recommend a shot glass.
Shot glass is great. Shot glass, medicine cup, any of those things. Awesome.
Andrew, now that you are bodily modified... by the way, everybody, this is Andrew's first body modification, and he chose to do it in public with all of you, so a round of applause.
Thank you. No, look, it's actually feeling fine.
Okay, hang on. How long before this kicks in?
But no, look, I wasn't too nervous, and it didn't hurt that much. And yeah, I'm fine now.
What's the next one you're going to get?
We'll see.
For the 2014 Joy 94.9 Radiothon, how much do we have to earn to get you to take the bottom half of your pants off?
Look, if we got a, let's say, 5,000 donation during Hide and Seek in Radiothon 2014, we'll see what happens.
And as... This is going to get edited out before it goes to air, but I'll say it to you lot as a motivation, as somewhat of an interested party to Andrew getting a genital piercing. If somebody has $5,000, I need to talk to you. I may even plug in half, you know. $2,500 would be fine. Thank you so much, Master Bella.
Absolute pleasure, Avi and Andrew. Thank you very much. Thank you for your nipple.
That's all right.
I need to say thank you so much to Boy Paulus.
It was my pleasure, and you're an awesome client.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here at the Vic Leather meet and greet. Thank you so much to the Vic Leather committee for getting Andrew to stab himself in the nipple. Well, getting Boy Paulus to stab Andrew in the nipple.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for supporting Joy 94.9 and Hide and Seek.
Yay!
Well, there you go.
There you go. It didn't really hurt that much. It's surprising. I am surprised about how little it hurt.
I'm surprised at how full of shit you are.
And no, not at all. And what was interesting was I just listening back then is how many little giggles I've got right through it, which is interesting. Now,
thanks to...
Oh, yes, of course. A massive thanks to Master Bella and Boy Paulus.
And Piercing HQ.
And Piercing HQ, of course. And Master Bella there was talking about itchiness and secretion. I personally haven't had that in the last week. Been washing it all the time. Nothing's happening at all. It's settled down straight away.
No, it'll take a couple of weeks for the infection to set in.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.